Summer Swing Festival, and listen to that applause. But before we sign off, we invite you to stay tuned for Major Bowes and his famous amateur hour. This is station WPDA in Cedarburg, New Jersey, returning you to...
Good evening, friends. Once again, the wheel of chance, or fate, as you please, is about to revolve. And as the barker standing at the wheel of fortune says, around, around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Nor does anybody know what will happen when these young people step in.
Well, what do you want?
I just thought you'd like to know that dinner's ready.
I ain't hungry.
You know how Mrs. Nielsen feels about...
Oh, all right, all right, all right. Ever since I can remember, women have been running my life. Now, do this, do that. Come to dinner. Don't come to dinner.
Frankly, Mr. Lindsay, I don't care whether you starve to death. I just want to make sure that it's on purpose and not because you'd forgotten that food is available.
I'm not that old yet. Goodness sakes.
Mr. Lindsay.
What?
You're humming at table.
Hear me? Mark, I'm so frightened. Well, it's over. I did what you wanted me to do. Now I'm through. I'm through with it, and I'm finished with you. Mike! Hi, Mike. Why did you make me do people? Why? Mike! I baited them like you left. Baited me. All those years, Mike. You did so little to help me. Oh, Mike. You just help yourself with my emotions, scattering them all over the pavement like salt, like rock salt in an icy New England road. I feel like someone's following me. I feel alone here in this homeless, looking at an empty world around me, like I'm staring through a glass casket. I'm out here in a cotton mic, and you won't even respond to me. I'm scared, Mike. Don't you see that? Someone's following me, Mike. Oh, why? Why won't you say something? Say something, Mike. I'm leaving, Mike. I'm packing my bag and I'm moving on. Does that worry you? Mike is so damn selfish, you won't even care. One more thing, Mike. Stay out of the dungeon. And why? I know you told me not to do what I did, but I have no choice. Stay out of the dungeon, you know it. And I told him. I told him everything. Can you hear that? A voice from a glass room is uttering your fate. It's over. Goodbye, Mike.
What was that anyway?
What?
That melody. It went.
It's called "I'm Getting Sentimental Over You." I heard it on the radio this afternoon.
Well, that's an old tune, isn't it?
Yeah, Tommy Dorsey. They're playing it direct from the
direct. Tommy Dorsey's dead.
You don't say.
Yeah, he died a few years ago.
What about Major Bowes?
Who?
Major Bowes.
Never heard of him.
No, you wouldn't. Well, he's dead, too. I heard both Major Bowes and Tommy Dorsey this afternoon on the radio.
Couldn't be.
Couldn't be. Bragg, how is it that a man with such a tiny brain could have such a big mouth?
Now, wait just a minute.
Now, please, Mr. Bragg, I think what Mr. Lindsay means, or what he's trying to say, is that a local radio station was broadcasting recordings of some of the old programs.
They didn't have tape back in those days.
No, but they did have wire, and before that, discs.
And I'll tell you what else they had. Good music, Professor? Plays that meant something. Magic. Real magic. That's what they
had. I doubt it.
You doubt it. Mr. Bragg doubts it. Mr. Bragg, who watches television until his brain turns into oatmeal and his eyes roll down his face into his beard. Mr. Bragg, the modern man, doubts it. Well, I'll show you. I'll show you. You know, where's that portable radio?
Really, Mr. Lindsay?
Where is that portable radio?
In the kitchen.
You smell no static at all.
And they're sitting there today. People think they're insane. But they saw something. The dream. And they see it when they're on drugs. The only thing is they see it not through the light of God. And the way I showed you, the light of God and the understanding of God.
Now, that guy's nuts. That's all. He's nuts.
Oh, Miss Brown, you can thank your lucky stars you never married that man.
Now, Mr. Bragg, we'll show you. We'll just prove it to you. Right here. Right in here. It was right here.
I'm sorry, I can't wait. Gunfire's on in exactly 4 minutes.
Gunfire. Ed, remember what station it was?
The station? No, I... Yes, yes. You know, the announcer said something about station WPDA. What can you expect on a dinky little rig like this, hmm? Why don't you come up to my room? Listen to it on a real radio. Come on. Come on, Professor.
Let's go up, Vinny. I'd like to hear that program. Well, it certainly is a handsome thing.
Can't seem to get it.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
That's a good idea. Yes, that's an excellent idea. Let's get a hold of information and find out.
Here, Ed.
Thank you, Professor. Information, would you please give me the number of WPDA? That's a radio station, WPDA. Yes, yes. Heard Major Bowes. Remember Major Bowes? Hmm?
Sure.
Round and round she goes, and
where she stops.
Yes? Yes? Oh? Oh.
Well, what'd she say?
Oh, the operator said, according to her supervisor, that WPDA had been out of business for 13 years.
Well, maybe you had some other state or even another country. This thing has short wave, doesn't it?
But the announcer said Cedarburg. Maybe it's...
It isn't listed in the radio section.
I heard it. I heard it. I know I did.
Professor, is it so impossible?
Impossible? Well, now that's a dangerous sort of a word to use nowadays, Vinny. You know, we take things for granted today that we called impossible just a few years ago. Let's call it highly unlikely.
And what did I hear?
I don't know, Ed.
Ed. Professor, do you really think he heard those programs?
Well, Vinny, I believe he thinks he did.
We take you directly to the White House in Washington, D.C., for an address by the President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Since my annual message to the Congress on January 4th last, I have not addressed the general public over the air. In the many weeks since that time, the Congress has devoted its
Finny, I've got it. I've really got it. Come quick.
Why bother? You won't hear nothing but static.
Oh, Professor, don't encourage that poor man. He's gone completely psychological.
Sorry, I've lost it. Tommy Dorsey, he was playing I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. It was soft and slow, real pretty. But I've lost it. Why do I lose it every time somebody else comes around? Why, Professor?
Well, you just keep on trying, Ed. We're bound to hear it eventually.
Sure, we're bound to.
We might talk a little. Do you mind?
No, talk away. I just don't come too close. I might start climbing the walls, barking like a dog. Okay. That's what you think, isn't it? That's what y'all think, poor old Ed. He's gone ding-dong, lost his marbles.
No, that's not what I think at all. If you'll just sit down and be quiet, I'll tell you what I think.
Sure, I'll sit.
Right now, Ed Lindsay, you're just about the meanest, sourest, most cantankerous old man on the face of the earth.
Thanks.
And I'm not much better. We've been living like two hermits under the same roof for the last 20 years. Staring at each other every morning, day in, day out. 20 long years, wondering what went wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You know exactly what I'm talking about, but you won't admit it. We were going to be married.
Oh, no, Faye, for heaven's sake.
Don't get your back up. I'm not trying to change anything. We met in this boarding house in 1940. And it was here that you proposed. I wanted to set the date. But your mother was ill, you remember, and so you decided to wait. And that's just what we did. We waited and waited until by the time your mother died. It was too late.
But, Betty, I'm not going to sit here and...
Don't interrupt me. I've got to get this thing set. Oh, I know you don't care anything about me now. I'm just a silly woman who watches television, dyes her hair, grows old. You don't even like me anymore. And I don't blame you. You're a bachelor, set in your ways. You can't change what you are. And neither can I. We had our chance and missed it, Ed. But I'll tell you one thing that's true. And I know it's true. You did love me as much as a man ever loved a woman. Didn't you?
Yes, Vinny. That's true, my dear.
And now you love what we were. What we might have become together. So just about this time every year would have been our anniversary. You start getting unhappy. You want to go back to 1940 and start all over. Why do you think you keep hearing, getting sentimental over you on the radio? That was our song, Ed. And those programs, we used to listen to them together. In the dark. When you hear those programs, you're like a young man again. With all of your life ahead of you. But it isn't so, Ed. It's all over between us. We missed our chance. We can't go back.
You think it's all in my mind, don't you? You think that I'm just imagining that I hear the radio, don't you? That's what you think. That's not true at all. It's not true. Get out of here for me. Get out of here. Let me alone. Just let me alone.
Well, Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley. Say, the senator's home tonight. His hound dog is curled up there under the porch. See it?
Somebody, I say, somebody now.
Yes, I
know. Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn.
I know. You're from Dixie.
When I eat crackers in bed, I only eat Georgia crackers.
Now, wait a minute.
And when I leave New York, I always take the South Ferry.
Now, wait a minute.
Way down upon the Swanee River.
I'm
singing 20 songs.
Well, I know what you're singing. Show some reverence, son. Delivery boy.
How about a game of checkers, Ed?
Oh, no, no, no. Let's pretend it's on in 5 minutes. Then there's Kay Kaiser.
Would you like some
then
lemonade?
Lemonade? Nope, 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 nope. Say, what's that funny-looking thing, huh? You know, when I first started listening to radio again, I kept wondering, whatever happened to the picture tube? And then I remembered, the picture tube is right here. Radio, I tell you, radio is a world that has to be believed to be seen. Now, do you know anything about it?
What happened to you? Ed, calm down.
Ed, I'll tell you.
Well, you'll tell me. I might have known. Take away the one thing that... Well, where is it?
The junk dealers.
The junk dealer?
We were only trying...
You gave my radio to the junk dealer?
Property, you got no right.
Well, this belongs to me.
Oh, no, it don't. We picked this up this morning. Now, if you want to buy it,
well, how much? How much?
Oh, take a look at it. That's a beautiful piece of furniture. You can hardly buy it.
How much?
$10.
It better still work, I can tell you that. Because if it don't, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost a lot of people if this don't still work.
Direct from the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, Tommy Dorsey and his band.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Fenny, come up here quick. Quick, Fenny. Fenny, Tommy Dorsey from the Aragon Ballroom.
I know, dear. It's on this time every Thursday. And then there's Edwin and Fred Allen and...